temperature in downtown Montreal, 25. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800. CJD News Time is 11:32.
The Tommy Schnurmacher Show continues. The numbers to call, 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility at 800-491-CJAD. Now your host, Tommy Schnurmacher, on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Your host this morning, Mariana Simeone, delighted to be with you and very, very happy to spend some time with France Cusson, who is our very own video game expert. She's the founder of LadyDragon.com. If there's any question you may have regarding the magical world of video games, France is the person you want to speak to. She's on top of the issues. She's out there at the exhibitions, meeting the companies one-on-one, advising and bringing home the latest and the best, and she has the best for us. 13 games to give away. So if you call in with a question, of course, you have a chance to win. We'll be sorting out the names a little later on and drawing the names of the lucky winners. Now, before break, you said you wanted to give me an in-depth reply to my very in-depth question, which is the last caller asked about internet adaption, right?
Yes.
Adapter.
Yes.
To a game on PlayStation.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that to a game exactly is to the... It's to the PlayStation 2, okay?
To the actual console, okay?
Yes. In late August, Sony is going to put out everything that you need in order to hook up to go play over the internet. So let's say that no matter where you are in the world, we can play together.
Come on.
Yeah.
When you go to LA for your game, for your exhibition, you can log on and play with my children or with me, actually.
Yes, actually, yes.
Incredible.
Yes, yes. And Microsoft with the Xbox is going to do something similar in November, and then later on this year, Nintendo with GameCube is going to do that.
You know, that's an excellent development. That is wonderful. I can already see my boys playing with their cousins in South America, in Italy, in the U.S.
Yes, it's a great form of communicating with your friends, because now everything is like, especially with the internet, now everything is global, you know?
Wonderful, wonderful. So he was ahead of it, Tim, the last caller.
Yeah,
he was a young caller. He knows what's going on. Paul, who joins us from Iberville this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Great.
A very quick question for you, Ms. Dragon Lady. I've been searching high and low for the last couple of years for two games that are no longer in print. One is called Obsidian, and the other is called Lighthouse. And I think one of the biggest problems with the video game market is they're on the market for a year or two, and then they're dropped, and if you want to look for it, find them, you're really stuck. Do you have any suggestions where I can go looking?
Yes, email me exactly which game that you need, and I have friends that are on a retail store, and I'll be able to find out exactly if they're available or not still.
Okay.
Okay, don't forget to leave us your name, Paul.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, good day. Claire, she joins us from Montreal this morning, and here is Claire. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It is such a delight to have such a wonderful, composed radio announcer on, Mariana. That's you.
Oh, thank you.
Francine, I wanted to ask you, we like video games, but not the Mario Brothers. I have a granddaughter who is an avid reader. And her younger sister always wants to get to the computer. Could you recommend any computer games that deal with letters and word sounds and reading?
Yes, go in our section on LadyDragon.com called Edutainment.
Oh, I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, on our section called Edutainment on LadyDragon.com.
Yes.
You have all sorts of games there for education.
Fantastic.
Okay. And if you need a specific game, just email me at dragon@ladydragon.com and I'll email you which game that would be suitable for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Claire, and don't forget to leave us your name, huh?
Right.
Good day, bye-bye. Raymond, he's joining us from Montreal. Welcome to the show, Raymond.
Montreal. Hey, I say good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning.
To both of you. Very interesting. I am visually handicapped, and I like playing with games. When I used to have my Apple, we used to have games for the Apple. When I got the DOS PC computer, I had the DOS, some games that would work with the voice. We used the soundboard for voice, and we have a voice program, and it talks to us. Is there anything available?
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of, but now with the like I was discussing earlier, that all the console is going to go online and you're going to be able to talk to everybody that you play to, that might be able to help you.
Repeat that again?
I said I don't know any a game that talks to you right now, but with the fact that all the console now you're going to be able to play online and people are going to be able to talk to you, that might help you in the future.
Yeah, it seems that the industry is developing towards that route, Raymond, so we'll keep you posted on developments. If you'd like to leave your name, however, we'd gladly put you in the box, in the hat, for the drawing, okay? Thank you. Good day. Mary, she's joining us from Montreal this morning. We have full lines all the time. I've got lots of questions for you. We'll take Mary and then we'll go back some questions. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I'd like to know what's your popular game that's coming out? The very popular one. Mm-hmm. The new one.
The new games. Well, Spider-Man, I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but for
how about Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, Scooby-Doo just came out on the PlayStation 2 from THQ. Yeah, it's a good game, too. Depends what type of category that you like, because there's different type, you know, like action and flying games. So it depends what you like. What do you like?
Yeah, like Mario Brothers.
Yes.
I like, you know, the spaceship, you know, when you go shoot the spaceship down.
Yeah, well, speaking of space, we have one here, Star Wars Jedi Starfighter. This is actually my type of game that I love to play. It's from LucasArts. This is the best one that on a spaceship game that you can play on the Xbox right now from LucasArts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And karate, kung fu, or something like that.
Yeah, but the best thing for you, there's so much games that comes out every day, so the best thing for you to do is to go to our section called In-Store Now, and you can see every day which game is coming out from which platform, so you can decide whether it suits you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call. The packaging for the Xbox games is different from the other ones. I imagine the technology is different, no? The Xbox is a little bit, more sophisticated, no?
No, it's the same thing. Let's look, this one is black, this one is green.
No, I mean the actual disc. What is in here, a compact disc?
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same. They're lovely packages.
Yeah.
Lovely brochures, advertising all the types of games.
It's the company that makes the cover, so it depends on which games that it is.
And these are the latest, huh?
Yes, the latest.
I'm looking at Star Wars Jedi Starfighter.
Oh, yeah.
All you Star Wars fans, you could win this today.
Yeah.
Or Test Drive. Oh, this is for the avid driver.
Yes, Test Drive. Mad Dash, which is absolutely fabulous to play. It's fun.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's from iDust.
The characters look gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, look at the back. iDust does actually Tomb Raider. They're the company that does Tomb Raider.
I see.
TDK, you know TDK, the cassette?
Mm-hmm.
They have now a section called TDK Mediative, and the latest game is Prism.
Prism on PlayStation. And Hunter the Reckoning. Deliver us from evil for the Xbox. These are very sophisticated games.
From Interplay,
mm-hmm.
And this one, children absolutely love Digimon.
Oh, I know Digimon.
That you know.
Of course I know Digimon. Are you kidding? We live, breathe, and eat Digimon.
Yeah, from Bandai. So now you have
it's a lovely one. Does this come also in Game Boy? The advanced
version? This one is only for PlayStation.
Okay, so I have to reconsider my consoles at home, I see. Yes, and talking about consoles, we have Michael, who's joining us on CJAD. He's calling from Lachine. Hi, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good morning.
I just wanted to know, my question is a very general question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest me between an Xbox, a PlayStation, or a GameCube?
Well, I had that question earlier, and it depends on what game you like to play. You need to really look at what type of game that you like to play, which license that you like to play, because now companies, most of the game comes out on the three platform, but there's some games that's only going to come out on certain platform, and that's what you need to look at.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Michael, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Wow, what a big boy. You just finished school, right?
Yep.
Yeah, looking forward to the summer, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you give your name to Matt Stone, okay? You may win one of these games today.
Okay, okay.
Thanks for calling. Isn't he gorgeous? I just fall in love with those little children. David, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Oh, good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Did you have a question?
I have a silly question, perhaps. I'm a father of two young girls, of which the eldest is 5. I am ready to get into the video game market. Now, here's my question, though, is of the 3 major consoles available, if I want to find targeted games for a 5-year-old girl that are non-violent, non-fighting, I would almost use the term more cute than anything, is GameCube the better category. I want to keep her away from a lot of the, what I would term questionable stuff, at least for the next few years while I still have some control over her.
Well, I would advise you to buy the PlayStation 2, because actually...
PlayStation 2,
yeah,
okay.
Actually, because there's actually the new Britney Dance Beat game that just came out. And Britney, it's only going to release that game on the PlayStation 2 and on PC.
Okay.
So that would be of interest. And you have also the Mary-Kate and Ashley lineup that comes out from Acclaim that will be on PlayStation 2 and PlayStation. You can play with that. So
that's great.
I think that would be good for you.
Yeah, I had the same question, David. I don't know what console to go with either. Yeah.
Well, in a time, especially if you have a girl, if I had a boy, I think I would probably let him be more aggressive.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I would, just at least a little more, but I want to keep my little girl a little girl for the time being.
Okay.
So that's great. I appreciate your feedback.
Okay,
Thank you.
Leave us your name, David. You can win again. Thanks so much for calling. Bill, he joins us from Montreal. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my son has a PlayStation, and I'm wondering if you can recommend a game, a fantasy or strategy that we could play together, him and myself. I'm very concerned about violence and the blood and gore. Anything you can suggest?
A game that you can play together. First of all, I'll give you some information that would help you. When you buy a game, remember we talked about this last time?
Yes, very important. Yeah.
You have to read the label. Now, more than ever, it's important. You have to read what the content rated by the ESRB rating board, okay?
Okay.
If it's an E, that means it's for everyone. If it's a T, it's for teen, and you read in the back, so you can see how much violence it is. And if it's an M, that means that there's a lot of violence, you know?
Okay. Which one, M?
M is for mature.
Oh, I see. Okay. So E is for everyone, T is for teenagers, and M for mature. Okay.
So that's something, that's actually the best advice I can give you. And look at the game and read the back, you know. You see some picture and it gives you what it is. So that's the best way for you to find out what game that you would like to play. And on the back, you always see if it play one player, two player, four players.
Okay, so it'll list it on the box.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, they're very informative, very descriptive. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Thank you.
This is the Tommy Schnurmacher Show. The numbers to call, 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD. This is Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800.
To go over to the CJD Lakekeeper All Day Traffic Center to say hello again to Rob Kemp. Rob, do you play video games?
Once in a while.
Once in a while? Not during traffic, I hope.
No, never. never.
How are the roads at this time?
Well, we've got a major problem on highway quality certified. For more info, see a participating Ford dealer or Ford.ca.
Now more Tommy Schnurmacher on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Tommy, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility at 800-491-CJAD.
And to speak to my guest this morning, the lady dragon herself, France Cusson, you know the name. She's a regular, well, every once in a while drops by CJAD with the latest in video game technology. And thank goodness, because there's just so much out there that without France's guidance, I wouldn't do anything. Now, you just got back from the exhibition, the E3 exhibition in Los Angeles. What were some of the new games that caught your attention?
Yeah, I have some new games here from Sierra. The two games that I'm going to put this year out I took a notice is Malice and SWAT Urban Justice. And next year they're going to have a game called The Hobbit, you know, from the book. And
yeah,
I talked
directly from the movie and the book, yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and from Capcom, they're going to have Steel Battalion. Is really a game that with this new, all this new gear to notice. Marvel vs. Capcom and Devil May Cry, they're going to do a second Devil May Cry. And from Konami, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is going to be up this fall.
Wait a minute, I recognize this character.
Yes, you know, the TV
show.
Of course. You know, it's very, very popular for children.
There are cards as well, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm familiar with all these characters right now.
Yes.
Thanks to my Total Tykes, of course.
And a game that's very interesting is called Contra Shattered Soldier that's coming out latest this fall.
Okay, and we remind our listeners always to check the labels. What you told our caller there, read the label, read what it offers, how many players, and most importantly, read that little listing in the front, the little rating card that tells you if it's appropriate for the age group.
That's correct. You see?
I'm learning. I follow my children's advice, but you're right, I should pay a little bit more attention. Stephanie, she's joining us from Lachine this morning. Welcome to CJD. Hi. Hello.
Calling to know a bit of information about the fact that I have a PS1 at home, And I wanted to know, like, with the Nintendo 64, a lot of games were stopped being made and stuff when GameCube came out. Is that going to be happening with PS1, or will they continue making new games for PS1?
No, it's not going to happen, because it's the PS1, Sony is still supported PS1. That's why we have PlayStation here games that are still coming out. These are the latest that just came out, Sony, like Lilo and Stitches. Sony still support PS1. Actually, they just came out with a screen for it, so do not worry. They're still going to put, they're not going to put as many games as they used to, but it is still going to have games coming out. Plus, they have at least 800 games already on the market that you can still buy.
Wow, 800. So you've got lots to play there, Stephanie.
Okay, thanks
a lot. Okay, thank you. Have a nice summer. Richard joins us from Montreal this morning. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Just super.
Okay, these games, do they come only on VHS or are they on DVD as well?
Which game?
The computer one.
Pardon?
The games, the games, the teaching games.
All these games are on all the platform and on PC as well. It depends which title. They don't come out always all the time at all the platform. Depends on the companies.
Any company in special or?
No, it depends on the companies.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should visit LadyDragon.com, Richard. Because you and I, I think we're at the same level here of video games. LadyDragon.com, you'd get all the information. Thanks for calling and good luck with the drawing. Huh?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Linda, she's joining us from Chateauguay. Hi, Linda.
Good morning. I'm not out like all these other people. My husband and I are in our 50s. We just got a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, if I go to DragonLady.com, can you...
LadyDragon.com.
Are there games to try before we buy them, see what they're like?
Yeah, there's some demos and previews and reviews that you can see which game to buy. It's LadyDragon.com, not Dragon Lady.
Oh, sorry.
Careful. All in one word, Linda.
LadyDragon.com. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, so then we can take a demo then.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Okay, thanks for the call. Rosina is joining us from Montreal. Welcome to the show, Rosina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Did you have a question for France?
Yes, my husband has it's called the Music Time Program, where he can sort of write music and make transpose music. And I'm wondering if there's a more up-to-date version that I can get, and under what title would it be?
No, I'm not aware of it, but if you can email me the title and the company that does that, I can find it for you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter got a PlayStation 2 for the holidays.
Yes.
And the only game she has is... with the Weakest Link.
Okay.
Oh, come on, yeah?
Now we're wondering, at this LadyDragon.com, would we be able to find games of that type where she can sort of play with other people, but just plain games, challenging games?
Yeah, there's different games. Like I said, check in store and to see what games come out. But I have like latest game like here we have from Acclaim. They give us Aggressive Inline. It's like a fun game that has to do with... with your skate, you play. And so there's different games all the time coming out, you know.
All right. And then you were saying for the Music Time, all I'd have to do is email it to you?
Yes, email me at dragon@ladydragon.com. Your full question, I can help you out better that way.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Rosina. We join Shirley. She's calling from Laval this morning. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Good morning. I'd like to know if Sega Game Gear still exists, games for them.
Well, the game still exists, but they're not supporting the...
Oh, they're not making new ones?
No.
Okay, and my daughter has a Game Boy Advance, and she just called me this morning, and she said she's finished Rayman. Is there really only 3 levels to Rayman?
No, there's not 3 levels. It's like a double... Remember we did Rayman last
year? That's right. Yeah,
it's about 40 levels.
So she must be doing something wrong. She says all it does is keeps going back to the beginning. So
she's
all disappointed. She wants to bring it back to the store.
No. When you have to move ahead. There's medallion. You have to move always your character to the Rayman. The medallion.
Okay.
You have to go to the right.
Okay, and for the Game Gear, would I be able to still find games if I searched long enough?
Yes, some retailers still support that thing, with those games.
Okay.
You can email me, and I have some retailers that I know that supports that.
Okay, good. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. We go to Karen. She joins us from Dorval this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my question is, with the evolution of video games, we know that they will start playing games kind of over modem like they do on computer. We know that Sony... is making Final Fantasy XI, which will be able to play worldwide. I'm just wondering, I've heard rumors about you're going to have to pay every time you play, and there's an extra connection and so on. I just want to have a little more information on that.
Do you have any insight?
First of all, it's not Sony is doing Final Fantasy, it's Squaresoft. But yes, it's going to be online. Like I was saying earlier, it's starting on late August, August 27. I'm going to have more information as it comes, and when it's time to come out, I'm going to come back and do a full hour on.
Do you know, however, if they're considering a fee?
Yeah, but some are going to have a fee, some doesn't have a fee. So when it's come out, it's much clearer when it's going to come.
Okay, Karen, as soon as we'll find out, you'll find out.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. And Michael, quickly, he's joining us from Montreal. Michael, did you have a question for France?
Yeah. What's the best game console for action games?
For action games, yes.
For which console?
What's the best console for action games? Michael wants action games, quickly.
Action. Well, all of them. Depends on the game.
Michael, thanks for the call. I hope you gave your name to our operator. We will be proceeding now with the drawing. We have all these wonderful games to give away to our lucky listeners. Paul, thank you so much for the wonderful time spent together, for the great gift.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Have a nice summer. We'll see you in the fall with the latest updates. And that takes us almost to 12 o'clock. My time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much for making me part of your morning. I'd like to thank everyone involved with the Tommy Schnurmacher Show. Rob Kemp in traffic, Matt Stone at the telephone. Of course, Sheldon, who's keeping me on the straight and narrow in master control. Thank you, Sheldon. Kim Fraser, Dan Laxer, and Susanna Mass, who is my own producer this week. Thank you, Susanna, for a wonderful job. Have a great day. Have a wonderful time at the Jazz Festival if you're out tonight. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. My name is Mariana Simeone.